The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Take your time and bring some intelligence, some careful attention as you adjust your posture and find some comfort, a way of sitting that is both upright and supports the clarity in the mind, but also is comfortable. Of course, it won't be a perfect balance between feeling comfortable and supporting the alertness in the mind, but do the best you can. Allow the breathing to continue in a natural way. And remember, it's important not to immediately rush and try to meditate, because the practice is quite natural, quite simple. And there are so many ways to bring a wrong kind of effort, an unuseful kind of effort that gets in the way of the practice. So once you've taken the time to adjust the posture, to do the best you can with the posture, then it can be quite useful to notice how the mind, or you could say how the heart, is already naturally sensitive or already naturally aware. Like, notice that the mind, the knowing mind, is already aware. What is the mind knowing? What is the mind aware of? Or what is the mind already sensitive to in this moment? Without second guessing or without needing, feeling like you need to control what the mind is sensitive to or what the mind is knowing, just notice that there is a sensitivity. The mind is already aware, already knowing. So what is it aware of? What is it knowing? And of course, you don't need to label, you don't need to have a word. Awareness is not verbal, although we can label it later after the fact. And often we use a training ground or a meditation anchor. For example, feeling the sensations in the body, the experience, visceral experience of sitting, or feeling more specifically the visceral experience of breathing in and breathing out as sensation in the body. Recognizing this activity of awareness, the mind being aware, the mind sensitive. What's the mind sensitive to? The mind is sensitive to hearing, sensitive to seeing, especially if the eyes are open, but even when closed, seeing happens. Visual experience happens. Sensitive to touch, physical sensation, sensitive to mental activity, thoughts, emotions, and to some degree sensitive to tastes and smells. And again, it isn't about the story the mind tells about what it is aware of, but it's just in a more simple and direct way, knowing. So when sound arises, like the sound of my voice, knowing that experience of hearing. When the mind comprehends the words that I'm speaking, that's a mental activity being known. That comprehension. So the practice isn't so much about doing awareness or doing mindful awareness as much as it is remembering to recognize this quality of the mind, or this potential of the mind to be aware. The mind is aware, but are we aware of this activity of awareness that the mind is knowing? So sometimes we call it a reflective knowing. So while breathing in, for example, knowing that breathing in is happening and being known. And while breathing out, again, noticing that the sensations of breathing out are being known. When the mind gets distracted, instead of needing to control that or stop that, just be aware, just notice, remember to notice that thinking is being known. If there's some judgment about thinking, being aware, judging is being known. And so even if the mind is dealing with a lot of distraction, so-called distraction tonight, in any moment it's possible to realize that, oh, this experience is being known. This experience of distraction, of worrying, for example, is being known. Without judgment, without needing to be frustrated. But even if the mind does end up judging or getting frustrated, then it's possible for awareness to know, oh, so frustration is now being known. Judging is being known. It's like this. continuity of present moment awareness. And if you like, use the breath moving in the body, or more generally, the sensations of sitting as an anchor. Sometimes we call it the working ground of our practice, to cultivate this continuity of mindful awareness, present moment awareness. But it's not about controlling one's experience or trying to stop distraction from happening, but cultivating a habit of being interested as the mind, as the body is breathing in, to be aware that breathing in is happening, that these sensations of breathing in are being known, same as we breathe out. When distraction arises, then to be aware distraction is being known, to be willing to begin again and again. So even if the mind does get lost in thought, eventually awareness will return, and there can be a simple moment of recognizing having been distracted is like this. This experience is now being known. And in that moment, observing how the distraction falls away on its own or fades away. Feel the body sitting again. Feeling the sensations of the breath coming in, being aware. Breathing in is being known. Breathing out is being known. And in this way, we train the mind in this moment-by-moment continuity of awareness. Always willing to begin again. So we'll continue in silence now. it's okay to relax. To find this sweet balance between over-efforting and giving up or being complacent, drifting. We're training the mind, cultivating a continuity of mindful awareness, present moment awareness, using the breath, using the sensations of sitting as a useful anchor, a place to come back and connect and sustain. But it doesn't mean it's helpful to get frustrated with distraction or to get controlling with the distractions that naturally arise. Just have a more forgiving, patient attitude, because sometimes it's like this. The mind wanders. The mind reacts. The mind has doubt. The mind complains about the physical discomfort. And then in a moment, the awareness can recognize, oh, this is being known. This is how it is. It's this experience of mind and body being known. Feels like this. Can this be okay? To allow these experiences to come and then go. And then always returning to the breath or the whole body as sensation. To use the anchor to cultivate this continuity. And for the last couple minutes tonight, as best you can, sitting in a relaxed way. And appreciating this capacity of the mind to be present, to be intimate. Even if it's a wild ride, the mind might have a lot of mental activity, a lot of strong emotion, could be dull or heavy. So not so concerned about the objects of experience that are being known, but appreciating this capacity to be present, to allow experience to be the way that it is, to feel, to know it's like this now. A real sense of peace and not needing the experience of the mind and the body to be different than it is. What a relief to not need experience to be different than it is. Everything's allowed to come and go. It's really a matter of not being confused by the different mental activities, thoughts that arise, not confused by sensation or sight or sound. Instead, the mind understands it's like this now. This is being known. The heart is sensitive to this experience that's arising. It's just this being known, being felt. Can this be okay?